Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
By the way, we are yay close to Pete Rodriguez coming on the show. I'll get Catherine to give us a Pete Rodriguez update later on.
Yay close. Yay close.
Alan, do you think you can take this home?
I like it like that.
Away you go.
I like it like that. 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 I like it like that.
Yes, Adam Kenny.
I like it like that.
Listen to me. Don't be shy.
I like it like that. I like it like that. They like it like that.
Keep going, buddy.
They like it like that.
Keep going.
They like it like that.
I'll tell you when we've had enough.
They like it like that. He like it like that.
I'll tell you when we've had enough.
I'll tell you what. They like it like that. Don't call radio.
Start of the week, the late night alternative. I am Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
I am Catherine Boyle.
We got Sam answering the phones, 0344 499 1000. It's only Alan Caddick on the phones. Evening, cats.
Evening, boss. Evening, cat.
What a start to the week. This is the first 5 minutes on Monday. Flipping heck, man. I'm excited. It's going to be some week this week, Alan. Some week. For 3 hours every night, we can all forget how shitty our lives are. Ha! Yes!
Alan? Please don't.
Sorry? Hello? He's gone.
Is it a 12-week Brexit? Please don't.
No, well, it's well, for now. Now, Alan.
Yes, Mark.
What have you called him for tonight?
I want an update on Pete Rodriguez.
What was that, Catherine?
He wants an update on Pete Rodriguez.
Ah, I teased the listeners that we were getting closer to getting Pete Rodriguez on the show. Catherine, could you please give us tonight's... That was Pete Rodriguez who sang that song, by the way. Could you please give us the first of this week's, I'm suspecting, many Pete Rodriguez updates?
Well, I got in touch with a record company that puts his records out, and they're called Fania.
Now, as in I'm a big fan of your work, or...
No, as in I'm guessing maybe the end of a woman's name, like Estefania or Epifania, all that kind of stuff. Oh. Anyway, Fania. Fania Music.
Okay.
So I asked about them and I said...
I don't wonder where that's coming from.
Could anyone please, from Fania, help me get in touch with Pete Rodriguez?
Yes.
And nothing happened all weekend.
No.
And then I came into work and I noticed I had a message. And it was from AR at Fania.
Yeah.
R Fania, if you will.
Sounds legit.
Feel free to email our vice president at Kraft Latino.
Yeah.
Gave me an email address. He'd be able to help you out. Cheers.
So you've emailed?
So I did.
And?
I got an immediate response. Hi, Catherine. Let me reach out and I'll get back to you. Regards, Bruce.
Alan, what do you make of that?
I like it like that.
Wow! Really?
I like it like that.
That's incredible. Are you happy?
I like it like that.
Yes, man!
Thank you, Sam. You're quick.
Well, apparently you like it like that, Alan.
I do indeed.
Yeah, you dirty...
I like it like that.
All right, here we're gonna play a game, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to set it before you do it, OK?
OK.
It'll either be fast, normal or slow, right? First one to get three is right. Catherine, you can call first. Is it going to be... I've set it already, OK?
Uh-huh.
So I can't change the speed... Is this I Like It Like That by Alan going to be fast, normal or slow?
Fast, Caddick.
Alan, what do you think?
I'm going to go fast.
You can't go fast. Catherine's gone fast.
Well, I'll go normal.
OK. Oh, hang on a minute. I've done... Hang on. Sorry. Sorry.
Technicals.
Here we go.
I Like It Like That.
It was fast.
Boom.
1-0 to Catherine. OK. I'm going to set it again. Alan, you get to go first. Fast, normal or slow?
I'm going to go slow.
Okay, Catherine.
I'm going to go fast again.
Okay, I'm not touching it.
I like it like that.
It was fast. Catherine, you get to go this time. Is it fast, normal or slow? If you get this one right, you've won. First of three.
Slow, Caddick.
Okay. What do you reckon, Caddick? Fast, normal or... Well, fast or normal?
Normal.
Okay. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Technicals again. I like it like that.
Normal. That was normal.
2-1.
2-1. Alan, I'm going to set the speed. Fast, normal or slow, Alan?
I'm going to go normal.
Okay, Catherine, fast.
I'm sticking slow.
You're going to stick slow. Okay, here we go.
I like it like that.
It's 3-1 to Catherine. Alan, you do not like it like that. Get off my radio show. We've got a game. Let's have a quick round. Sam and Catherine, a quick round of boots and ting, right? I got boots and ting. This is normal, okay?
Simimi boots and ting.
So, we're going to have a quick round, okay? I'm going to set it to a speed. It's set to a speed. Sam, you can go first. Am I going to do simimi boots and ting, fast, normal or slow?
Fast.
Catherine?
Slow.
Okay, here we go.
Simimi boots.
It's slow. 1-0. Okay, we're gonna mix it up a little bit. Catherine, fast, normal or slow?
Normal.
Okay, Sam.
I was gonna say that. I'll go fast then.
Fast. Okay, here we go.
1-0.
This is a great game, guys. 0344 499 1000. We're playing boots and ting. So it's your go, Sam. I'm just gonna do something with the speed here. Fast, normal or slow?
Normal.
Catherine.
Fast.
Okay, here we go.
2-1.
Yes!
That'll never not be funny.
Okay, we're going to go fast. Catherine's go. Fast, normal or slow? 2-1.
Slow.
Go fast again.
You're going to go fast again?
Normal.
It's normal. 2-1. Sam, your go. I'm going to do... Okay, Sam.
I'll go slow.
Slow. Catherine?
Fast.
Okay.
Simimi boots and ting.
It was normal.
Normal again.
This is tense. And possibly quite dull for the listener. I don't care. Catherine, fast, normal or slow?
Fast.
Sam?
Slow.
Okay.
Mibutsanting.
It was slow to all. This is it. This is the decider. Sam, your turn. Fast, normal or slow?
Fast.
Catherine? Slow or normal? See me in my boots and ting. As
normal.
You're going for normal. Just remind me what you said, Sam.
Fast.
See me in my boots and ting.
There we go. If anyone wants a game of see me in my boots and ting, we are totally up for playing that. It's just, oh, man, I don't know. There's not a lot in the papers, right? There's nothing big enough has happened that I feel we have to talk about it, you know, around the politics. There's nothing big enough has happened that it feels we have to keep the... welcome to Lucy King, who's a brand new listener, just found it tonight. Let's see if we can keep Lucy for more than 60
Lucy
seconds.
Lucy King in a boots and ting.
Lucy, welcome! This the rest of the station is much, much, much further to the right than this, OK? We are a fun show. Everything else is hosted by fascists, it would appear. So please don't listen to anything else apart from this. There's nothing really happened big in the news today. Here's the thing. Sometimes we're going to have to carry on some of the big news stories of the day, OK? Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'll have to. We'll just have to. But there doesn't appear to be anything today that warrants us doing that. So I was looking in the papers. There's not really a lot in the papers. So I thought tonight's phone-in, if we need one, because you know you can phone in about anything, right? You want to play Boots and Ting, we'll play that. You want to phone in, you want to talk about politics, we'll do that. Anything you want to phone in about, 0344 499 1000. But I thought we could draw up a list of a reverse Noah's Ark, right? So if we could get rid of all the animals that are useless, mm-hmm. or we dislike.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll trick them. We'll tell them there's going to be another flood. We'll put them in an ark, and then we'll set fire to it. We won't set fire to it. That would be too much.
We'll send it to the special farm.
Yeah. We'll nuke it or something. We'll do something. But we're going to create a reverse Noah's Ark where every animal we dislike or is pointless goes in there and we never have to see them ever again. I'm going to start with donkeys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just going to put donkeys in there. What I like the... but we can record
they're
that.
They're sweet little things.
We can record... They're not. They're thick and they put them in with like other animals to keep the other animals calm.
Yes.
Well, what's the point of that? Give the other animals tranquilizers. We've got chemicals to do that. We don't need donkeys. I'll keep asses. I'm a big fan of an ass. I love an ass. I like getting my hands on a nice ass. I love petting an ass. A bit like our Prime Minister. It was the thigh.
He denies.
Yeah, come on. No, seriously, I love just driving past a field full of asses. Pretending I'm saying ass like an old bum. But an ass, you've got the innuendo of an ass. A donkey, I'm a donkey. Are you a horse? No. Can I ride you? Not anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Not anymore, you
really?
Can't. Not anymore. Health and safety. They've banned donkeys from beaches. Apparently it's cruel.
Oh, I bet it is.
Why
cruel.
Don't we say cruel? Why don't we say gruel? Well, we should. Hang on, gruel is how you pronounce gruel. It's not gruel.
I know.
And then we
they
do cruel.
They just changed it for the song, didn't they?
Well, but don't. Because
gathering winter fuel.
But fuel.
Well, I told
cool,
you.
Cruel.
We were talking the other day about the pronunciation, the Mancunian pronunciation of smile. And I said, sometimes it has
sitting on a tree.
Syllables.
One named Peter, one named Lee. Fly away. No. So we're going to get rid of animals tonight, guys. We're going to put them in. That's if you need something to hang your coat on, as it were. Mm. Otherwise, you can just give us a call about anything you want. 0344 499 1000. Pennies to call up. Generally free for most of you, but pennies. You speak to Sam. He's taking the calls tonight. He will take your name and number. Won't even ask you what you want to talk about. It'll just put you straight on the air. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. I'm Ian Lee. She's Catherine Boyle. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Monday. It's Monday. We were going to have the editor of Chat It's Fate tomorrow, but something's come up that she didn't see coming. Her husband's not very well, so shame on you who laughed. But hopefully she's going to come in next week. We'll either do it on the phone this week or she's going to come in. I'm going to see if she'll come in because I'm keen to see if she can do it without breaking a smile. See if she starts giggling.
Do you think she'll hook us up with Roy DeLune?
Well, this is it. We want to get Roy DeLune on. For those who don't know, Chat It's Fate is just, you know, those magazines. My husband tried to kill me, but then I had his baby and told I had 3 days to live. 15 years later, I'm still here. It's like that, but about ghosts.
Yeah. So the latest edition I've got here, I say latest, it's for November 2019 because it's that magic.
Yep.
Get Rich with the Help of the Dead. My wife was a gift from the fairies.
The Help of the Dead.
You're going to die, Mummy, and my son was right. Small title, doomed. 3 decades of hell because I summoned the devil. Sent by aliens to save the planet, destiny. I smell lilies, then death follows. Corpses talk to me. Sir Wayne, spells to make you shine.
Spells, you say? We'll do some spells on the show. We'll do some spells. Anyway, I think it's Amanda, isn't it? She's hopefully going to come in next week. I need to speak to her. There she is. There's a picture of her there. I hope your husband gets well soon, Amanda. Magnet fishing. We've talked about magnet fishing. Hello?
Sorry, I opened Chat It's Fate. It's a fatal combination.
We'll have a look in there later on. We've talked about magnet fishing before. This is when you get a big magnet and you sort of go on a canal, I think it is, and you get all the crap that's on the bottom. And sometimes people find guns, because guns and knives actually used in stabbings get chucked in the canal. Is it true? We've talked about this before. I think it is true that in every canal, almost every canal, there's a plug. Like a giant plug. I'm sure this is true. This can't have been a wind-up. In every canal, there is a giant plug, that, like a bath plug, that you can pull up, and the whole canal gets sucked off. You're Googling it again. She's Googling it because she doesn't believe me. This is what I deal with, right? This is what I deal with. I know stuff. I won Mastermind. I won Weakest Link. I won Ready, Steady, Cook.
And you cheated on Weakest Link.
I cheated twice on that, which shows how canny I am. And you've Googled it, and I'm right.
You weren't sure. I was fact-checking.
Also, Killbot could have been a great phone-in.
All right, well, I won't tell you the answer.
Well, I know the answer. Yes, they have plugs.
I've got a brilliant story here.
Go on then.
Chesterfield Canal. This is 7th of August 2018.
0344 499 1000, by the way.
Chesterfield Canal is celebrating an unusual milestone this weekend. It's 40 years since a worker unknowingly pulled the plug and drained a 1.5 mile stretch of water.
Yes, mate! Yes, that's the kind of F up I'd make if I did a manual labour job. That's why I have to sit and do this rubbish.
The story goes that in the summer of 78, one of our teams, then British Waterways, had been tasked with dredging a busy stretch of the canal near Retford. They were getting rid of tons of mud from the canal bed and pulling out rubbish when they came across a heavy chain. Oh. With much effort by the men... Oh. And their workboat, the chain was removed and on the end of it was a lump of wood. The group thought nothing of it and headed to lunch. Little did they know that whilst enjoying their break, thousands of litres of water were swirling out of the canal and into the River Idle.
Oh, mate.
On their return to the site, they were greeted with an empty waterway and several annoyed boaters who'd been left high and dry. It went down in local history as a mistake of epic proportions, and 10 years on, a canal festival was held to mark the auspicious occasion. Four decades later, the story is a well-loved as ever, so we've decided to commemorate the day once again with a community event. Right, but there's this brilliant picture of the bloke that pulled the plug.
Oh, and they've actually released a recording of it. Have you heard the recording of it? Here we go. This is a recording of what's the name of the canal?
It's the Chesterfield Canal.
This is it being drained in 1978. Here we go. Surprisingly quiet. You'd think it would be a lot louder. So there are plugs. Okay, well, that's good. That's something we've learned tonight. Well, I knew it. But magnet fishing.
Yeah.
Now, someone the other day was saying, it was someone, I was sort of, you know, when you sort of see a conversation, you're in a conversation. If I'm in a conversation for too long on Twitter, I tend to mute the conversation. Not the people involved, but mute the conversation once I got the gist. But there was one of our regular contributors on Twitter, and I cannot remember who, I think you may have had a beard in your picture, was telling me I should take the boys magnet fishing, my children, not my mates, although my mates would probably enjoy it as well. And then someone joined in, and it turned out that this guy had actually, I think, found some guns, like proper shooters that had been used a few years before in an armed robbery. And it was in the local news and it got on telly and all of that stuff. And I've been thinking a lot about magnet fishing. Is it just canals? Do you need a license? Because you need a license to go fishing. Where can you go? I want magnet fishers to call in and tell me their magnet fishing stories and how easy it is. You get like a horseshoe magnet and tie it on a bit of string? Where do you get these? Do I need...
Acme. That's where you get the big magnets.
From Acme. Yeah. Do I need like special equipment to do it? Do I need like a super strong... Do I need a waterproof magnet? I don't know.
How do you get things off the magnet?
Well, this is the thing. It sounds like, and you know me, Catherine, sounds like the kind of nonsense I would be well up for.
Yeah.
I'd be up for it for about 3 months, like I was with geocaching, and then I don't really think about it now. Because they've changed the geocaching app. You have to pay now for some of the geocaches. They're not all free. They were all free 6 months ago. So I don't tend not to go geocaching anymore. Sam's looking at me as though I've got that wrong. Have I got that wrong?
I just find that a bizarre concept to make you pay for that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought the point was it was supposed to be made by the public for the public to do.
Well, maybe I got it wrong. So we need... Okay, well, are they charging for geocaching now? Magnet fishing, what do I need? And where do I go? And am I just going to get, like, old grifters and stuff?
Supermarket trolleys.
Yeah, or what... Because when you go, Sloop and Chris, I'll be with you in a minute, I promise, 0344 499 1000. When you go metal detecting, generally you don't find anything. Generally you don't find anything. If you're lucky, on a good day, you might find a couple of old Edwardian coins, right? Once in a year, you might find like... one of the metallic, you know, like an old Roman cock ring. They found one recently that was claimed it was worn by Shakespeare himself when he was pushing them out.
Ye gads.
So what are the odds of me... Hello?
Sorry.
Every time. That's disrespectful to me, but I accept that. More importantly, it's disrespectful to the listeners.
Oh, well.
Yeah, screw those guys. What if I go magnet fishing, what are the chances I will get something... I want a good hit rate.
Mm.
I want a really good hit rate. I also don't want to look like a pervert.
Well...
On the canal path, towpath. Don't want to look like a pervert. Did you see the picture of me at my boys' football the other day with the cap on? I had my glasses on because I can't see too far anymore. Well, I can. They help a little bit. And my moustache and my flask. And as Dredge said, you look like someone's dad, which of course you are. But I look like someone's dad now. Outrageous scenes. 0344 499 1000. We're going to get rid of animals. We're going to create an inverse Noah's Ark. Geocaching and magnet fishing. This is some show, guys. It's either that or Brexit. Choice is yours.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Where's the love?
Here we go.
Just give it a hug.
At some point, everybody will have to admit they like Hanson. There's just nowhere. They're so great. Oh, and then it ends quite suddenly. That's what happens when you pony songs off YouTube. 0344 499 1000. This might get a little bit trippy because who knows? Our next caller might end up talking to herself. Good evening, Jasmine.
Good evening, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey, I got the book last week and I'm actually very proud to be in it.
I'm so pleased you enjoyed it.
Do you think she sounds like you, Jasmine? Because to me, the impression is uncanny.
No, I think she gets
Catherine. Catherine, please be quiet.
Time.
I'm asking Catherine. I'm asking Jasmine now. So just be quiet.
I think you're being very rude to me.
We're not being rude to you. We just want to know if you think that Catherine sounds like you, Jasmine. Catherine, I'm talking to Jasmine. Catherine, if you don't mind.
I think she sounds a bit sexier than me.
Do you think so?
Wow.
Okay. you got the book, did you, Jasmine? Thank you for buying it.
Oh, yeah, I bought it twice so far. So I bought two books so far.
In case you ruin one.
No, I bought two so far. We buy more for Christmas presents.
Okay. Which is good.
Yeah, exactly.
You have contributed to the book.
Yes.
Your contribution is excellent. I can't remember which one you did.
I can remember. The Barclays Scammers.
Oh, the Barclays Scammers. Yes, 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 yes. Do you have the book there?
Yes, on a couch.
Would you like to lie on the couch? Get comfortable and read us a snatch?
Yeah, of course.
Where you
go?
I think you should choose.
How about the guy in the who masturbates in a disabled toilet?
Ah, yes.
What's the script called? Oh, here. Page draft.
Found it straight away. Fell open to that page.
I think it's called Flogging It, isn't it?
Flogging It, yeah.
Or is it Disabled Lou?
Disabled toilet.
Yeah, there we go.
From Spencer.
There we go. Where you go? In your own time.
So do I have to do your voices as well?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Catherine has impersonated you. It's only fair you impersonate us.
Go on, Jasmine. Go for it.
All right, I will do Catherine as women's voice.
Go on, Jasmine. Time to go for it now. I can't do it. Sam, you try Jasmine. Go on, Sam.
Do Jasmine.
All right.
Go on, Jasmine, go for it.
Go on, Jasmine. That's not bad, mate. That's not bad. If you hope you're all doing your Jasmine impressions at home.
All together now.
Go on, Jasmine, go for it. 1, 2, 3.
Go on, Jasmine, go for it.
Well, that would give me nightmares.
It was in harmony. We were like the weird Bee Gees. Anyway, go on, Jasmine. Actually go for it.
oh, I just get started with Julian. Paul is on the line. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Paul. What have you got for us, Paul? I am a bit actually.
I don't understand a word. Your phone is quite muffled. Do they have muffled phones in your country?
Oh, my, for Samsung. That's Korean.
She's got a Samsung.
Okay. Oh, Samsung is Korean, yeah, okay.
Oh.
I see. What's his name? Lo-hung. What's his name?
Kim
Lo-hung.
No, Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. His middle name is... He's got two middle names.
Are we on or ill now? Un. Ill was the dad, right? And he was ill.
He was very ill. Fatal. No, this is Kim Lo-hung.
Kim Yum-Yum, according to Babcock.
Kimmy Bum-Bum. And is this racist? I feel it is a bit racist, but he's an evil dictator, but I don't want to diss all of the North Koreans.
Why are you being like this, Jasmine? Just read the book.
Kim Wo-hung makes Samsung with his mum.
Deliberately faulty, yeah.
Yeah, so that we have trouble to hear this. But this is great. Away you go. Get to the bit where he talks about being in a disabled toilet. Skip forward a couple of pages. Okay.
Children. Yeah. All right.
Here we go. This is live. Anything can happen.
As if you hadn't guessed.
This will not be in the best life.
No.
Go.
What is that?
What?
I went in there. Yeah. And I did the deed eventually. So you went in there. Did you just go in the shelf to go to the toilet and then tell me? Because it was the disabled toilet, you start being a bit horny.
Oh, my God.
You said it.
Go on.
It wasn't that, it was the first toilet I've seen.
Imagine someone tuning in now.
Jasmine is reading the transcript of when a caller phoned in who had to go to a hospital to make a sperm donation to find out why he was unable to have a baby. And he went and knocked one out in a disabled toilet. He's telling us the story. Continue, please, Jasmine.
Spoiler.
Right, okay. So you went into your disabled toilet. Yeah. And, Thrashed it.
Now that's him saying that.
Yeah.
That's a phrase I've never used. Thrashed it.
Did what? I thrashed it.
No wonder they had funny tails. Battered.
Carry on, please, Jasmine. This is the best thing I've ever heard.
No, I didn't really hear it. No. When things, I mean, the girlfriend at the time was on a climate and she used to say, come on, it's time. Yeah. And you'd say, well, what do you mean it's time? I was probably walking the dog or something and she'd say, oh, we need to. And I used to think, well, it's not really very spontaneous, is it? It was a bit like that in the toilet, to be honest. So you trashed it. You trashed it into the same toilet, gave it to the doctor, and what can you say about the sperm? He paused. Well, no, the funny thing was when I was in the toilet, and I came out all red-faced, and this nurse said, oh, no, we've got a little room we can go.
The nurse's voice is my favourite part of this.
Because it must have been in the department where I probably found myself to the right place. Ha ha ha. What have you been doing in there? He said, oh no. He said, they have a booth with magazines. I thought you were going to say there's a lady in a wheelchair waiting.
Oh, that's me.
is that you doing cat's voice?
Yeah, I sound like Sue from Sooty and Sweet.
Oh, Matthew. Oh, what have you been doing in the toilet?
All right, Jasmine, we're going to end it there. I have to say, you reading out a tale about a man masturbating in a disabled toilet is way funnier than I ever thought it could be. Call us more often, Jasmine. I really enjoy your calls.
Okay, I promise.
All right, we'll speak again soon. Thanks for being a good sport. Good night.
Bye-bye.
I don't know why that was so funny. Yes, I do, actually. I do. I know exactly why that was so funny. We got Nigel and we got Nick coming up next. I actually snotted during one of those passages.
I hope that's what it was.
This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.